I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our next story is about what happens after migrants and refugees make it to the U.S. They take all kinds of risks to get here, but the risks don't stop at the border. Many of them face discrimination and outright hostility. It can make newcomers feel alienated. But one after-school program in San Diego is trying to ease that feeling among young immigrants. Jean Guerrero of KPBS has our story.
Amir Mati is 11 years old and remembers the day her little brother was almost kidnapped near their home in Guatemala.
My little brother comes running to us and he says, "Someone tried to get me."
A passing driver rescued her brother from the kidnappers, and Amir's family decided it was time to leave Guatemala and its gang violence. On the way to the U.S., Mexican officials stopped them and put them in a detention center for more than 5 months. Amir says it was a nightmare.
Like, you couldn't sleep because there were these huge bugs that, like, were, like, roaming around the whole place, like 1,000 of them.
When the family made it to the U.S., they applied for asylum. Amir thought the nightmare was over, but she realized it wasn't as soon as she started second grade in San Diego. Learning English was tough, and she'd missed months of school when she was detained in Mexico.
Because, like, those 5 past months, I didn't learn anything. I felt dumb because I didn't know the answers to any of the questions that my teacher would ask me.
She also says her classmates bullied her.
Kids would come up to me and they would say, like, "Hi, weird girl," and then I wouldn't understand anything. I would feel like, oh, this is a country that I'm not supposed to be in, that I'm not welcome here.
But then her family learned about YALA, an after-school program that started 6 years ago. It teaches soccer to refugee and immigrant students, using that as a fun hook to get academic mentoring. Quickly, Amir caught up with her classmates, coached by YALA's mentors and its ESL software that helps with reading and writing.
When, like, you didn't understand something in English, then it would explain it to you in Spanish, and then it would tell you to repeat it.
She also felt she belonged somewhere. At YALA, students come from Iraq, Sudan, Honduras, and elsewhere. They bond because they've all been uprooted. Amir's little brother, Mati, the one nearly kidnapped in Guatemala, is 8, and he practices English at the YALA program.
It will be sunny for 5 days.
Yes.
Helping him was Riyam Mansour, an Iraqi refugee. She says the friendships between the students and mentors, many who are immigrants, are key to the program's success. The soccer part helps build ties, too, she says.
With soccer, you don't usually need a language to speak it. It's like a universal language.
This year, 20 high schoolers graduated from the YALA program. Most received college scholarships. But Mark Caban, who started YALA, now notices a change ahead of the next round of funding. Some donors are withholding their support. He thinks it's because of the current immigration debate.
Politically, what's happening, I think, the shift in the public attitude towards immigrants, and especially people coming from the Middle East, has affected our young people.
Caban also says that YALA students are complaining of more discrimination at school.
Our scholar athletes are coming to us and saying, "We feel discriminated against." In our 6 years, I've never heard that before. And I don't know what to kind of tell them other than, hey, this is who we are. We're going to stick together and we're going to keep working hard and we're going to keep being the best people we can be.
Amira from Guatemala says the support at YALA helps her believe in herself and stay ambitious.
I want to be a heart surgeon.
She says, though, that some of her non-immigrant classmates have told her she can't be a surgeon because she's Guatemalan. But, she says, she's keeping her eyes on the goal. For The World, Jean Guerrero, San Diego.